You're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Miranda, and this is the Nonprofit Spotlight. This week, the Nonprofit Spotlight shines on Alba Jaramillo, community organizer with Coalición de Derechos Humanos. Alba, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
What is your organization's mission?
Our mission is to promote the human and civil rights of all people, irregardless of their immigration status. We are here in Tucson, a community that is predominantly Latino-based, but also a very large immigrant community. And being in a border state, being in a border community, there are many threats that we face here. And one has been, since the 90s, the continued militarization of our border, the lack of civil rights, continued electronic surveillance by Border Patrol, the presence of Border Patrol in our community, especially now with mass deportation coming, the threats that our undocumented community is likely to face.
How does Coalición de Derechos Humanos work toward that mission?
We work in mobilizing our community. We believe that work cannot be done by a single organization or the staff that are working with it, but it has to be a movement. It has to be a movement that is inviting, that invites directly impacted community members to be the leaders, to mobilize, to protest, to meet with elected officials, to create campaigns for justice. Our work is grounded in grassroots organizing, and it is grounded in doing our work that is led by impacted community members here.
Please share highlights of one of your programs that help execute that mission.
Well, I'd like to just begin by saying that these are critical times for our community here. We are likely starting to see the enactment of a mass deportation agenda. And so, particularly immigrants who are undocumented and even those who are not U.S. citizens face a great risk of detention, deportation, the separation of families. And so we know that the moment calls for us to show up, to organize and to mobilize. We started a coalition that involves many, many different organizations and community members who are directly impacted. And we meet on a weekly basis to strategize, to fight back against all of the threats that are coming our way against our undocumented community. So we meet on a weekly basis, and we have 12 defense committees within that coalition. That could involve, for example, one of the committees is the Know Your Rights Committees, where we go out into community spaces and we educate immigrants about their rights during this mass deportation era that we're facing. We have a political liaison community where we're encouraging our elected officials to stand up for our immigrant communities, to resist against the pressure that President Trump is going to place against our immigrant communities. We have, for example, a healing committee that is looking at how do we organize to provide mental health resources for those that are likely to be impacted by the raids, by mass deportation. We have an accompaniment committee that will accompany migrants if they are detained, that will provide support to the families that are being separated. There is so much work to do. And this work that we're doing, it's community-led. It is led by immigrants themselves. And we are inviting our community to take part in this, to show up, to mobilize, and to show the government that we are not going to put up with this. We are going to fight back, and we are going to stand up for those who are the most vulnerable.
Can you talk a little bit about the upcoming community assembly?
Yes. Our upcoming community assembly is on February 1st, and it will be at Our Lady of Fatima Parish at 12 p.m. This assembly is in Spanish. It is a Know Your Rights assembly that we are organizing for immigrants that may have questions about mass deportation. We're providing Know Your Rights presentations and explaining the immigration policies that are likely to take place. We don't need to wait for immigrants to come to us for help. In fact, we are being proactive to tell our immigrant community We are on your side. We are here to provide whatever tools are necessary. We are here to provide training on your rights. I myself am a lawyer, and in our committees, we have lawyers, we have community activists, and we just want to do everything we can so that our community is prepared and that our immigrant community has safety plans for what's coming. I myself know how important this is because I grew up undocumented in this country. And to show a space in our community of support, of welcoming, and of tools is what the moment calls for.
How can people find out more about the Community Assembly as well as Coalición de Derechos Humanos?
You can go to our website, which is derechoshumanos.net. You can call us directly at 520-770-1373. And follow us on Facebook, please. Facebook is where we put up all of our announcements, our meetings, and our upcoming events.
Thank you so much, Alba Jaramillo, for taking the time to speak with us about Coalición de Derechos Humanos.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $245 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org.